coming up in a second. I'm going to argue that of all the impressive things about Atlanta, I'm going to deliver the most impressive. And it has to do with your culinary decisions in our city. And there's a lot. But I was sitting here in break and deep thought. You couldn't tell. But I was sitting in thought and saying, I know where I'm going to go here. So anybody that ever lived in Atlanta, worked in the business, I got something for you coming up. A couple of quick things that we should just follow up on. Obviously, Spencer Strider, we didn't have a chance to talk about him the other day. That was ridiculous, that effort against the Red Sox.
It's the single greatest report that came out of spring training.
No, that was the best.
It was beautiful.
Yep.
It's fabulous. What A.J. Smith-Shawver did a day before, hello.
Yeah, this rotation.
Hitting a little hundy.
Has a chance to just be. I mean, listen, the Dodgers. And by the way, who won this Dodger game at 6 a.m. this morning against the Cubs? Was it Dodgers won again?
Undefeated season.
Ohtani goes deep.
162-0.
Cubs have already started 0-2. How did Dansby do the last couple of days? So
he made a sick play. He was on SportsCenter top 10. It was number 2 overall.
Oh, okay.
Deep grab.
They are built like few teams in the history of baseball. But if you have Chris Sale and Spencer Strider, I don't know, man. I don't know how you keep him in a position to be in a playoff game as a 1-2 punch, but those two guys are absolutely special. I just think about even just going to the ballpark in any capacity, I don't care if you're sitting in the triple deck or you're sitting in those Delta Club seats or whatever, to watch those two guys, forget about the rest of the rotation. Chris Sale and Spencer Strider are special.
It's a gift.
And Strider the other day, his mindset, two guys who have a mindset that is just literally what Brian Snicker or any manager dreams of. Two guys that are all about baseball, all about dominance, all about being locked in and dialed in. So let's just hope the Spencer Strider news continues. Georgia Tech's basketball season, listen, now they turned it around. It was a miserable effort last night. They didn't want to be in the NIT probably. Jacksonville State did. They get blown out at home. The Jackets, Damon Stoudemire, you can't be out of the NCAA tournament again. You have to find a way. You're not Boston College over there in Chestnut Hill trying to find players. You're not even, SMU with no history or tradition in basketball. You're not NC State that just fired their coach. It is time. You have the best recruiting class you've had. Hopefully, Day-Day, they bring back some of these guys that are
going to have to. And then, look, man, you're in arguably one of the hottest hotbeds for high school basketball recruiting right now. You have no excuse.
Well, you won on the recruiting trail
for this class coming in.
Class.
Yeah, for this class
and
coming in.
And you keep some of the guys that,
And then obviously you got to hit the portal. Look, the formula now, you got to bring
right.
in, you got to tap into the portal for at least one or two guys that got some skill set.
You got a tremendous building, tremendous city. The ACC's down. You got to be in the tournament.
Was it Rick Pitino that just went on the record and says, I don't even recruit high school kids anymore?
It was, he said, I don't even want to waste time with high school kids.
Yeah.
So,
and you guys talk about Houston. That's kind of been Kelvin Sampson's formula the last, 4 or 5 years? A lot of JUCO guys, a lot of transfer guys. So,
yeah.
And he's been consistent with being in the tournament.
Listen, it sucks for college basketball. I mean, no question. I grew up where you're seeing the same, three or four or five starters sometimes for years. And that's just, it's all different. I mean, what's the kid's name on St. John's? Devin Smith played at Tech 3 years ago.
Yeah.
It's his fourth team in 4 years. And it is what it is. I'm still going to watch the tourney and care, but that part of it. So Tech season wraps. Georgia, that's coming up as well. Here's what I'm going to say. To live in a city, we're talking about Waffle House earlier, where that coach,
Scott Cross from Troy,
says that if you don't like Waffle House, I can't recruit you. Essentially, right?
Yep.
Are there two better brands that own one category, which is restaurants, better than Chick-fil-A and Waffle House? Is there any two brands that have a better approval rating? Are there any two brands that are more connected to a city? Do you even know where McDonald's started? Do we know where Olive Garden started? Do we know where
Italy?
No, Olive Garden did not start. Do you know where?
I have no idea where McDonald's.
Do you know where Pepsi is? I don't even like to use that word. I don't think we know what city, nor care. Right? I should have used. Shouldn't even use those words. My point is, like, don't you think most people know Chick-fil-A's based out of Atlanta or Waffle House?
I think it's a Southern. Can I even broaden it? Like, Waffle House and Chick-fil-A are Southern.
Right.
And we are proud of it. Like, that's our little badge of honor,
but what
I would say,
a,
right?
What a murderer's row punch. So I don't know, people listening, what your memories are of Waffle House. Here's what I think. They cross over in a manner of every demographic. So you can walk into the bougiest neighborhood in Atlanta, Georgia, and there'll be a line out the door, and you can go into the most blue-collar, lower-income, and I would imagine Waffle House will have a same similar line. There's nothing about it that feels lesser than. There's something about it that just, even though the food is simple, that feels like it can be an elevated experience. If you're listening to us, you tell me. I think people have an emotional connection with their family, whether it's after church, whether it's how they, you know, think about, you know, connecting with family members.
It's dads taking your kids on a Saturday morning or
Absolutely.
After a game, the baseball, the softball, taking the kids a Waffle House.
It's
and then it's a guy behind there greasy spooning it, and the waitresses couldn't be lovelier. It's just a whole thing. And by lovelier, I mean have manners. What you want, dear? Let's, you know, nice. They treat you right.
I totally agree.
And then Chick-fil-A is the my pleasure, and we go out of our way for you. Or at least you make us feel that way.
There's so many professions where we have trained ourselves to say, this may not be the most pleasant experience. Like this person, you know, and we know what they are, right? Like, you know, the DMV places. I'd argue it's a very tough job, the TSA folks. But, man, especially at Hartsfield, do they seem like they're in a bad mood more often than not on occasion. You just walk into a Waffle House and in any you don't ever think that's coming here. There is a mindset.
Yeah, that's
and
a great point.
I think it's giving mom the morning off and grabbing the kids. I mean, there's an excitement level like few restaurants. I don't know if you even have a thought. 404-726-0929, 404-726-0929, of like. What does that represent? There's guys that have coffee there every morning and know the women that work there. I guarantee you Waffle House probably have waitresses that have been given some of the largest tips in history because you've been around. They've probably been put in people's wills.
Yeah.
We know people have been buried there.
Yeah. Yep.
Like, it is just the yellow sign. There's so much approval rating attached to it.
Yeah,
right?
two fun facts. When I worked here before and I used to do overnights on V103, I stopped at the Waffle House by my house almost every Saturday and Saturday morning, 5 a.m., whatever you want to call it. And to Sandra's point, to both of y'all's point, that young lady, she knew my name.
Uh-huh.
It got to the point where she knew my order because I pretty much got the same thing. Another fun fact is I actually had to take time and work at Waffle House for a little while while I was in between jobs.
What do you learn about the trade? By the way, 404-726-0929. What do you learn about the training or the mindset or, you know, when you're in that environment?
Like you said, it's all about customer service. That is the one, like one of my biggest pet peeves, and I think it really sunk in when I worked there, is if don't take a customer service related job if you're not going to be willing to do it. And people at Waffle House, especially the ones I worked with, no matter what they were going through personally, it never came across towards the customers. Now, I know, like Sandra, you said, we do see those Atlanta Ain't
moments.
Real videos, but from
which,
time to time.
Which, by the way, keep them coming. I totally enjoy it. At Georgia Followers.
But for the most part, that's usually because of customers pushing the employees.
It might have something to do with their wasted out of their minds. But yeah.
And the most, and listen,
at
people,
3 in the morning.
People are ignorant. It's not Waffle House employees. I mean, it is a juggernaut. And I don't know if you have thoughts on where it sits. In like the place it has, but other restaurant brands don't have that, the connection. Like Waffle House is just, you know, remember Arthur Blank when asked, what's your favorite restaurant? He's had his birthday at Waffle House, the history of the family. Avondale Estates, 1955, I believe it is, where it starts with Joe Rogers and his partner. So I don't know, man. It's a pretty cool thing that Atlanta checks off. Listen, we got all the brands, UPS and Home Depot and Coca-Cola and Delta Airlines. And then you just, you know, you throw Waffle House and Chick-fil-A on top of it.
But I think that was whole Scott Cross's whole premise here was you're in Troy, Alabama, which is every chain USA on this one main drag in Troy. It's a very small town. And for a kid to embrace a Waffle House, he was saying it very tongue-in-cheek. But I get what he's saying. Like, well, you don't like Waffle House. You're not going to fit in here at all.
Yeah, and you know, like, there's just something about Waffle House that just crosses over everything, you know?